Day 16, March 5th. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 34, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Michael W. Galicia, class of 2025. One of my spouse's favorite movies is The Magic of Ordinary Days from 2005. This Hallmark movie tells the story of Livy, played by Kerry Russell, after her arranged marriage to a farmer named Ray, Skeet Ulrich. It follows their relationship as they live their rather ordinary lives in rural Colorado during World War II, though they get up to a few adventures to keep the viewer interested and develop their relationship. As the title suggests, through the magic of those ordinary days, they eventually come to know and understand one another, fall in love, and live happily ever after together. Today's scripture reading from Mark's Gospel describes a different set of ordinary things: a lamp, someone scattering seed, and a mustard seed. A lamp is ordinary. It's a tool that brightens dark places. Seeds are also ordinary. They turn into plants, even if for non-gardeners like me, the process is a bit confusing. Yet these are the examples Jesus gives when he describes the reign of God to his disciples: an ordinary lamp and ordinary seeds. Our Lenten adventure invites us to look at things differently, to see with Spirit-filled eyes. We are often tempted to look for the reign of God in extraordinary places. We want to look for God's reign in places of power, places of strength, places that are extraordinary. Yes, the reign of God is there, but the words of Jesus also point us in a different direction, toward the ordinary. We bear witness to the reign of God in the everyday of our Christian life, and not just the big or special moments, but in all the ways we live out our identity as the body of Christ. Jesus' words invite us to bear witness to God's reign in the ordinary, everyday paths our lives take. Today's prayer. Holy God, as a lamp reveals what is hidden, open our eyes to see your reign in this Lenten and every season. Empower us by your Spirit to proclaim your reign in our ordinary and our everyday, and to follow the example of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.